Mishnah and Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph lists off the Lamed Tes Alves Malachim, so it says Choresh. The Gemara gives details regarding Choresh. Sometimes the exact same activity is labeled as Choresh and sometimes labeled as Boneh. If you do it Babayis is Boneh, and if you do it Basodeh is Choresh. Choresh has to have something to do with Netiyah, with Zriya. That's perhaps the Machlekes Rabbe of Rav Yosef on the first daf of Moikotin. Gemara has the Machlekes HaManakish VaHamashke Maim L'Zriya. We spoke about it a little bit. If you have the vegetables growing already, and you water the vegetables to help it grow. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef, or this chayiv nishum zoreya. Is it a told of zoreya or is it a told of choresh? And Abaye asked the kasha on both of them. Abaye asked Rabbi, I find your shita difficult, I find Rav Yosef's shita difficult. Why not say chayiv shtayim? Just like over here, chayiv shtayim. So the Gemara says, kasha, the Gemara didn't say to yufta. So we gave a few suggestions from the Rishonim, from the Achrayim, what could possibly be the teretz on the Gemara's kasha. But Tosfos on that Gemara has a different interpretation. Tosfos has a proof from the Hemshach HaSugya there in Moikotin that it's not that the Rabbi and Rav Yosef are both working on the premise that you're not chayiv shtayim, you're only chayiv achas. And on the one hand, should really be the both right. It should really be a told of Zareh and a told of Choresh, both. But for some reason or another, we have a few suggestions why you're not chayiv shtayim. So their machlekes is which one wins. Should I label it? Should I prefer to label it rather as a told of Choresh, or does the fact that it's a told of Zareh, is that odif? Is that tayor? So Tosfos shows in Hemshech HaGemara that it doesn't seem that that's the pshat. It seems that it's a fundamental machlekes Rabbah v'Rav Yosef, would then make sense to say that it's Choresh. That the one who holds that it's Zareh holds that it's not Choresh at all. It's not just that it can't be Chayiv Shtayim like we gave all the suggestions why. That the toss-up should be a told of the Choresh, told of the Zareah. Someone holds, well, it's better to say that it's a told of Zareah. Tosfos proves from the Hemshech HaSugya that it's not both. That the one holds told of the Zareah holds that it's not at all told of the Choresh. Why? So the Minchas Chinuch talks about this. The Pashto says that it's a fundamental machlekes. What's the definition of Choresh? Does Choresh mean Hachona Lizriya? If a person the Gemara says over here on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Av Sheish Es Hoysa Lo Gav Shushis In Etola Babayis Chayim Shem Bona Basada Chayim Shem Chorish Amar Rove Hoysa Lo Guma Vetoma Babayis Chayim Shem Bona Basada Chayim Shem Chorish. Bona means something to do with a binyan, and Chorish has to do with planting. If you plant to plant, if you do Harisha and you intend to plant, then Tosfos calls on a Malacha Tzricha Lagufa. If you do the Harisha and you don't intend to plant, then it's called a Malacha Shem Tzricha Lagufa. But still it has to be Basada. If you're going to do Harisha Babayis, where it's not, Echlal is not a Mokum Zri, it's not Shaykh to plant over there. So for sure it has nothing to do with planting. Then it's not Harisha. So that's, Tosfos learns like that in the Gemara, in the first half of Moikotin. That the one opinion in the Gemara is that Yechayim Shem Zareya, he came to Chayim Shem Choresh. Choresh only applies bedafke if nothing is planted yet. Choresh, the definition of Choresh has to be Hachana Lizriya. But if you already have the vegetables growing, and you water them, and that helps them grow better, so what do you mean Hachana Lizriya? This is Mamish Zareya, it's not at all Choresh. How can it be Choresh? It's not a Hachana to the Zriya. It is the Zriya, the same thing HaManakesh. He has the grass growing, or he has the vegetables growing, and he yanks out the weeds that are taking away from the nutrition from the vegetables. So by yanking out the weeds, if there wouldn't be anything growing, and he rips out the weeds, that's a Hachana Lizriya. Everybody would agree that that's Choresh, Hachana Lizriya. But we're talking over here that he already has something growing over there, and he's Menakesh, he rips out the weeds. That's the Mishnah later, that HaMenakesh is a told of Choresh. We saw such a Mishnah, no? Gimel or something. Menachas Chinuch made this presentation. The Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, the first Mishnah, the two Mishnah, Mishna Kuf Gimla Meral says a Choresh Kol Shehu is a Melocha. Then it says a Menakesh is also a told of Choresh. What do you mean? So how can there be a Machalekis Rabbi Rav Yosef on the first daf in Moikotin? So the answer is there must be talking about two different kinds of Menakesh. What's the difference between one Menakesh and the other? So one could say this is the difference. If you rip out the weeds when there's nothing growing yet, you yank out the weeds, so you're preparing the soil for planting at some later date. So everybody agrees that that's a told of the Choresh, that's a Chana L'Zriya. But if you already have the vegetables growing and the weeds are growing simultaneously, you rip out the weeds, that is a Hachana to do something later on. This is helping the vegetables grow better. So that's a Machloikis Amaroyim and Igemore. Does that make sense to call that a told of the Choresh? A form of Choresh or not at all? That can't be. It's not a Hachana L'Zriya. So the Minchas Chinuch and others point out that L'Choire, the Gemara said a Chiddush on our daf, on the third line from the top, that the Ovis Malochas are not in the logical order. First you start with Choresh, then you do Zareya. Why did they have first Zareya, then Choresh? So the Gemara answers, no, the Tane lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael is Karka Koshe. So first, that's how the Bartanura said Pshat. So first you have to do Harisha, then you do Zriya, then you do a Harisha Shniya. So the Mishnah needs to tell me that not only are Yechayim Shem Choresh, let's say Reuven did the Harisha Rishayna, and Shimon does the Zriya, and then Levi does the Harisha Shniya. So Levi, what is Levi Chayiv Mishum? On the Harisha Shniya, which follows the Zriya. So that's what the Mishnah writes, Hazareya V'HaChoresh, the one who does the Harisha Shniya, is also Chayiv Mishum Choresh. The truth of the matter, that's this Gemara that said that Chiddush, that the Mishnah means to tell me, Hoka Mashmalan. Mishnah is telling me that the Harisha Shniya, you're also Chayiv Mishum Choresh, that should really depend on the Machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef. The Amora, the Stam of the Gemara that says that answer over here, the Gemara doesn't have any name over here. The Stam of the Gemara is following that one opinion that even in such a case, this is called Harisha. And according to the other Amora, it wouldn't be correct. This would be called Zriya. It wouldn't be a Toldovka. It wouldn't be a form of Choresh. That was the Kasha. How come the Rambam didn't quote the Gemara's Chiddush? The Rambam put everything back in order, the way it should be. The Rambam takes all of Shas, which is out of order, and he puts it back in order. So even the Mishnah, which gives you a Sidura the path, you would think the first 11 are in order, and the Mishnah is out of order, so the Rambam put that back in order. Once you put it back in order, so you're left without this Chiddush. The Gemara said the Chiddush, the Yechai, even on the Harisha Shniya, as follows the Zriya, Yechai Mishum Choresh. And the Rambam never said, so the Rambam put it in order, so he should have said that Chiddush somewhere, so he doesn't quote this Chiddush. Why not? So that was the Minchas Chinuch Kasha and the Hashmota Saramba. So the suggestion that he gives and others give is, perhaps the Rambam on purpose didn't quote it. Perhaps he holds that it's a Machlekes HaSugis. And it's really dependent on this Machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef there in the first half in Moed Kotten. Okay, that's a question with Harish. Okay. The Gemara gives Tana, the Gemara quotes a Bryce, Achorish, Achoifer, Achoreitz, Kula Melocha Achasem. What's the significance of saying Kula Melocha Achasem? We had it earlier on the sixth line on the Yomud. Also such a Bryce, Hazareah, Hazayim, Hanateah, Mabraha, Market, Kula Melocha Achasem. My Kamash Melon, Ho Kamash Melon, Ho Is Melocha Sarbe, Melocha Sarbe. Ne Melocha Sayna Chai Velachas. That if you repeat many Melochas, Behele Mechod, you only have one Chatos. If you do Ksira five times, Behele Mechod, you only have one Chatos. So even if you do different forms of the Melocha. Even if you do different forms of the same Melocha, if you do the Yav and the Tolda, you only have one Chatos. It's only Chiluk Melochas. We learn that from the Pasuk and Afayin that there's chiluk malachas l'shabbos, means if you violate different malachas, then you chayv many chatos. If you violate all 39 of his malachas, then you chayv 39 chatos. But if you repeat the same malacha many times behel amechod, then you only chayv once. The Gemara in the first daf in Bava Kama quotes the Tana Rav Lezer, who disagrees. The Gemara in Bava Kama says Rav Lezer is mechayv atolda b'makamav. He holds that if you do the av and the tolda the day, you chayiv two chatois, even though it's behel mechod. He disagrees with everything on our daf. Our Gemara says if you repeat the same melacha many times, Rani Chayiv Chatas Zachas, and Rav Lezer, and the Tana Rav Lezer disagrees. We don't pass like Rav Lezer. Tana Rav Lezer disagrees. The Gemara has a shaila exactly what does Rav Lezer disagree about? Let's say someone is Boal Anida B'Shogeg. If someone is Boal Anida B'Mezid, so the punishment is Koris. So if someone is Boal Anida B'Shogeg, so the punishment is Chatos. What if he's Boal Ishto? They didn't realize, the husband and wife, they didn't realize she was Anida. It's Boal Ishto many times. So we assume, All Be'elam Echad. So we assume you only have one Chatos. So would Rav Lezer disagree? Rav Lezer disagrees, he holds he chayiv. Mechayva told to be makamav. What if he'll do ktsira 10 times behelam echad? All day long is doing ktsira. He knows that it's Shabbos, but he didn't know that ktsira is forbidden. So he does kotsa behelam echad. What's the din according to Rav Lezer? According to us, we know what the halacha is. If you repeat the same halacha many times, even if you do avatol the day, it all falls under the same category. There's no din of chilek malacha Shabbos. What exactly does Rav Lezer say? So increases, that's a machlekes amaroyim. Kotzer v'kotzer, what would Rav Lezer say? Does Rav Lezer only mechayev atol de b'makamav, or would he say even if you repeat the same mouth twice, you're also chayev many times? Why should one insist it's only mechayev atol de b'makamav? If you repeat the same mouth twice, not the generally accepted pshat, we don't pass like Rav Lezer, the whole issue is irrelevant. But the generally accepted pshat of Rav Lezer is that he holds that you repeat the same Boal Ishto 5 times, Behelam Echad, and she's a Nido. The Gemara says that he's Chayiv many Chatois. A Gemara in Yivam is like that. According to Rav Lezer, you Chayiv many Chatois. So even Kotza Vekotza, he would also, Rav Lezer would also mean Chayiv many Chatois. But there's a Machloikis Rabba Rav Yosef increases around Daf Yitches and Aleph. This is the season of the year to learn increases. It was a minig among the Bali Amusa. There's a Musa Sefer called the Yisod B'Sherash Avoida. The author of the Sefer lived in Vilna, I think the days of the Vilna Gaon. And apparently the people were such learned individuals, so he doesn't have to quote any Bablis, only has to quote Zohar. Everything in the Bavli they knew, everything. He doesn't have to translate any Zohar, it just works with Zohar. It's a famous Musa Sefer, Yisod B'Sherash Avoida. So he writes, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and Yisod B'Sherash Avoida, that there was a meaning among the Balei HaMusa HaKadmonim to learn Maseches Krisis during Chodesh Elul, in case a person violated an Aveir Sheyesh Bo Kareis. So by learning the halachas of bringing Korban Chatos, it will be in the Shalma form, so saying, be considered as if he'll get a kapara, be considered as if he actually brought the Korban. Under the circumstance, that's the best he can do if the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Even after learning Maseches Krisis and reciting the Parshas Chatos, you still have to bring a Korban Chatos. You don't say that he's Yotzi in the Shalma form, so saying he was Yotzi and he doesn't have to bring a Korban. But it means under the circumstances, the best he can do is to talk about the Dinim, so he talk about it. So it's Taka increases around Daf Yitches. There is a Machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosi. What would Rav Lezer say? Kotza v'kotza ma'aseh. There's one opinion in the Gemara that's not the generally accepted opinion. One version of Rav Lezer has it. There's only mechayiv atol de b'makamav. If you'll do the av many times, you'll only be chayiv one chatas. Why? Because apparently Rav Lezer also holds you need chilek malochas. The pasuk, the psukim at afayin require chilek malochas. But it's like we explained, we said over Rav Menachem Zenba had two ways, he had the Rishonim had two ways to explain the nature of the din of chilek malachas. One way to explain is that the 39 shemus machlok and mamish like chela bedam. Some Rishonim had such a lotion. 39 different prohibitions. So shemus machlok, and if a person eats chela bedam behelam echad, it's chayv two chatoes. There's one lavan chela and a separate lavan dam. Yeah, obviously. And then the other understanding of the institution of chilek malachas is you don't have to say that the shemus machlok. You can even assume that it's all shem echad. It's all one isa chilul Shabbos. 39 afanim of chilul Shabbos. But it's along the lines of Tamchuyin Mechalkin, that the Mishnah increases, quotes one Tana who says that if you eat five kizesim, let's say, of Noisar, if you eat Noisar b'mezid yichayv kares, if you eat Noisar b'shogeg yichayv chatos, a person eats five kizesim of Noisar, and one was broiled, and one was roasted, and one was cooked, and one is with flavoring, and with spices, and so on, so yichayv many chatos, because each one was cooked in a different kedera, in a different tamkhe. Tamkhe is a pot that you cook in, And the fact that it's a different flavor makes it that it's a mechalik. So here also, maybe that's the Yisayda Din of Chiluk Melochas L'Shabbos, that the Melochas are so different from each other. Even though it's really Shem Echad, like the five Kazesim of Noisa, they're all Shem Echad, it's all Noisa with Noisa with Noisa. You have the Hefe Kazayis of broiled Noisa and Hefe Kazayis of cooked Noisa, it will be Mitztarf Yachad, because it's all Shem Echad. But if you have a Kazayis of Noisa that was broiled, and a Kazayis of Noisa that was cooked, and a Kazayis of Noisa that was fried, then there's the different flavors, different forms of Michael, so that will serve as a Mechalik. So maybe that's the Yisayda Din over here. So that's what one opinion in the Gemara holds. Reb Lezer Mechaiva told him in Mokamav, the Avinah told Alpidin different suras of Amais and Malacha. Whatever was in the Mishkan is an Av. Whatever is a different Fa'ula, but it's done for the same purpose of the Fa'ula that was done in the Mishkan, that's labeled as a Tolda. So Alpi Alocha, the Alocha considers the Av and the Tolda as two different suras Amaisa. The Av was in the Mishkan, the Tolda by definition was not in the Mishkan. If it would have been in the Mishkan, it would have been considered an Av. So maybe that's where Ablezer Mechaiva told them in Makamah. But if you do Kotzav, a Kotzav, a Kotzar, then there's an opinion, one version in the Gemara. The Ablezer will also agree that there's no Mechalik, it's all Shem Echod, and it's all the same old boring thing. Kotzav, a Kotzav, a Kotzav, a Kotzav. It's a repeat. Ablezer is also asking that you have to have something to be Mechalik. You have to have either Shemus Mechalkin, Shemus Mechlokin is Mechayiv. He's Chayil of Adam, he's Boal Eishasish, and he's Boal Eishanido. So that's Shemus Mechlokin. You have to have Shemus Mechlokin, you have to have Tzuras HaMaisa. Like Tamchui Mechalkin, the Tzuras HaMaisa is different. Because here the Noisa was fried, and here it was boiled, and here it was broiled. So Nav and Atoldo, these Alpidin are different Maisa. But the Av, if you repeat the Av many times, that could be that not. The popular version of Rablez and Yevomis, most people never learn Krisis, even a Chodesh Elul. Most people know Rablez, the Shita from Bava Kama. Okay, there doesn't say anything. It doesn't say one way or the other. And then in Yevomis, in the Sugya, so the Gemara says Rablez holds, the man is Boal Eishasish five times, Be'al HaMechot. So the Gemara says, according to Rablez, he's Chayv many Chatoes, even though it's Mamish repeated the same thing. So that's the popular version. But when you look in Krisis, that's really a Machloikis HaMaroyim. Again, it's irrelevant because we don't pass like Reb Lezer. We pass like these braces. Achorish, achoifa, achoris, kulam alocha, achasem, means that you only have one chatos. The Gemara has again, tono, same braisa, hakoitza, haboitza, hagoder, hamasiko, ore, different forms of kitsiro. If you're harvesting apples, you do it one way. If you're harvesting if you're plucking off potatoes in the ground, you do it a different way. If you're cutting off zeisim, olives, you do it a different way. Grapes are different. Each one is different. So the price is kulam aloch achasim. It's all a repeat. It's all the exact same thing. And you only have one chatos. You only have one chatos. That's how we hold laloch. Omra Papa, Haiman the Shoda, this is a famous Gemara. Haiman the Shoda piece of Ladikla, about 10 lines from the bottom of Dafa and Dala on the base. A person takes a blotch of earth and he throws it against a tree. Ladikla va'osar tamri. And he causes the tamarim, the dates, to fall down from the tree. It's chayiv shtayim. Even though he did one pool, this is similar to what we had earlier on the Daf. Rav Kana and Rav Yosef and Abai, they said this, you do one pool, and Yechayiv Shtayim because he made two accomplishments. That's how they mean Chaskinuch and Shvi Sashem. At least in that case, if you have two accomplishments, then they say Yechayiv Shtayim. In this case, he says also, the two accomplishments and Yechayiv Shtayim. What are the two accomplishments? Chay Mishum Tolesh, Achas Mishum Tolesh, Tolesh is a Tolda of Kotzer, the Achas Mishum Nifareik. Rav Ashi disagrees. He says, in principle, you're right. Taka, two different melochas. But we have a din. If you do a melocha kalacha yad, then it's only an isa derabbanan. Because, I mean, Torah, it's only a melocha if it's melachas mashevis. So since the indar klisha bekach, the indar pika bekach, a melocha kalacha yad is only a derabbanan. So on a melocha derabbanan, you never chayv chattas. On a melocha derabbanan, you never chayv chattas. Fine. What exactly did he do over here? What are the two accomplishments that the Gemara says? Achas Mishum Tolesh, that we understand. He detached the tamarim from the tree. Achas Mishum Mefarek. Mazeh Mefarek. What does the word Mefarek mean? So Rashi says, you know, everybody in when they're younger, learn Bava Metzia. In all the yeshivas, they teach Bava Metzia. No one understands what's going on there in Bava Metzia. They teach Bava Metzia. So Bava Metzia is a mitzvah pre-Katina. Someone's going, and you see Kisira Lo Sira Chamorsa Nachar Kisira Chamorsa Nachar Rabeit Sachas Masoy Vechadalta Mi Azov Lo Azov Tazov Imo. So the two psukim, the two mitzvahs, one is prika and one is te'ina. Prika is, if you see the animal is collapsing under the heavy burden, you have to be parik the masoy me'ala chamor. That's what it says in the Chumash. That's where Rashi writes. Like Loshin parik mina chamor. He's explaining the unknown with the known. He said, everybody knows the mitzvah prika, te'ina. So prika is to take off. If the animal is collapsing under the burden, so it's a mitzvah to take off. Loshin parik mina chamor. And then te'ina is a mitzvah if the balabos wants to put the heavy packages on top of the chamor and he can't pick it up, so he should help him pick up the masa. That's called te'ina. To load it onto the chamor. And prika means to remove it. Fine. So Rashi translates the word prika, loshen perik min chamor, to relieve something, to take something off. So what did he relieve over here? What's the malacha? You look in the list on ayin gimel amud aleph. Mefarek doesn't appear among the lamentes of the malachas. Obviously, mefarek is a tolda of something or another. So Tosis points out that the same word appears, mefarek appears on tzadikei amud aleph. The Gemara has a brisa there. The whole bunch of activities that are forbidden on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, that 10 lines from the top. Acholev, Amechabetz, Amegabin, Amechabet, Amerabetz, all these things are malachas on Shabbos. If you do it on Shabbos, Yichayv Chatos means that it's deraisa. If you do it on Yom Tov, you get Malkus. Look our point. Look our point means that it's a Malacha deraisa. If it would have been only an Issa de Rabbanon, there wouldn't be any Chiyav Chatos. Chatos is not Bob Ben Edom and Adov, there wouldn't be a Chiyav Chatos, and there wouldn't be Malkus. Maybe you give Malkus Mardus from the Rabbanon. But the expression, look our point, indicates that it's an Issa deraisa. So they asked one of the Amoraim, Nachman Baguria was a student, Iklal in Hardoi, visited a community. Bo Menes of the Balabatim asked him, Rabbi, Choyle Mishumai Mechai, what's the Melocha? So he says, Choyle. Choyle was also because you're not allowed to milk the cows on Shabbos. Then they asked him, Mechabetz, what's the Melocha? So, Mechabetz. What's wrong with Gabin? Mechabin. He didn't explain anything. So he said, you're an Amoritz and you represent Amoritz. What kind of way to teach Torah is that? We know there are 39 Melochas. This is not from the 39. We want you to tell us which category does it fall under. Omalei, Rabbah Kotel Kanabi Agmahav. Your Rebbe was an Amoritz and you're an Amoritz. You didn't explain anything to us. We don't know anything more now than we knew before. Also, Shol Beimid Rosha. So this Rab Nachman, it didn't know the answer. Nachman Bar Guria, not the famous Rab Nachman. Nachman Bar Guria didn't know the answer. He went to the Beis Medrash and they told him, Cholev Chai Mishum Mefarek. Cholev is a form of Mefarek. So Tyson points out that the word Mefarek appears over here, the word on our daf and Gimon Beis, same word Mefarek appears over there, and Rashi translates it the same way in both Gemaras. Kemo Mefarek Masui. He gives you the same shot. Like here he says, Mefarek Masui Mi'alach Hamor, and there it's also Mefarek. So what is it a told of? Have he told us dosh? And then he quotes another pshat told that he quotes it v'lohi. It's not correct. Rashi says the other interpretation is not correct. So Rashi gives points out the same comment on both our daf and daf tzadikim and alf. Mefarek is a told of the dosh. The word mefarek means to unburden something, to take something off. What exactly is dosh? What exactly is dosh? So when the tvua grows in the field, dosh is in the middle of the sidur de pas, middle of the 11 first malachas that is sidur de pas. When the tvua grows, you have the straws holding it up, and then you have the kernels of grain around the top. So Rashi writes on daf tzadikim at aleph. Porik oichol mimokum shenis kasebo. Rabbi told us dosh. Rashi writes, when you detach the oichol from the psoilus, you have two different things that are connected. If you have a loaf of bread and you slice the loaf of bread, you're detaching this half of the loaf and that half of the loaf. The Gemara says on the first daf in Beitza that's not called mefarek. Are you detaching this from this? The Gemara says that that's uchla di ifras. You're mafrid oichel from oichel. That's not a malacha. Let's say you have a gigantic piece of meat, a gigantic piece of chicken or something. Take a fork and a knife and you detach this piece of chicken from the rest of the chicken. That's mefarek. The Gemara says, uchle difras. If this is oichel and that's oichel, so that's not called mefarek. When does it constitute a malacha mefarek? When they're two different things. Either one is oichel, one is psoilas. One is oichel, one is mashke. Here, Rashi throws in another vort on Tzadikim and Aleph. Shitporik oichel mimokam shin is kasebo. He says that the psoilas is encasing the oichel. Not some that the two are attached. If you have, that's what it sounds like from Rashi. Primogodim points that out. It would appear from Rashi that the only time it's a malacha deraisa of disha is if the one thing is inside of the other thing. The ochel is inside the psoilas, so the mashke is inside the ochel. You squeeze out, the Gemara said, you squeeze out zeisin v'anavin, that's a tolda de dosh. Why? Because the mashke is balua inside the peiris. The mashke is inside the ochel. So when you detach the mashke from the ochel, and one was balua, one is mechusa, inside the other one, that's a malach. That's questionable. Is that really so crucial? Mokam shen is kasa, that the one is covering up the other. We'll have to learn more Gemaras to see. Gemara talks later about squeezing out a sponge. Squeezing out the pickles, okay, squeezing out the pickles, so the juice is absorbed in the pickle, squeezing out the sponge. All these cases, taka, something is absorbed inside the other thing. You never have any disha where the two things are just attached to each other. You have Echel and Solis next to each other, and you detach it, so that wouldn't be disha. You'll have to research it. Okay, so the Prima Gordon has a brief essay on the topic. So Rashi says that that's the original malacha of disha is when you detach oichel from soil, and then they're still mixed in together. You didn't separate them. They're still mixed in together. Then the next step is to do borer, to separate the two. If I have a box and I have all of these, the kernels or grains still attached to the straw, and I shake the whole box, I shake it with force and I cause the oichel to be detached from the psoilas, then I violated disha. But it's still a mu'ur of yachad. I didn't do borer yet. That's going to be the next malacha is going to be borer. So Rashi learns that mefarik is the told of the dosh. Fine. And on our daf, what's the told of the dosh? What happened over here? By milking the cow, what's the told of the dosh? The udder of the cow is like an oichel, if you can call it that. Okay. Maybe a live animal doesn't deserve to be called oichel. But it's not a mashke, that's for sure. It's something, a cow. And then you have the mashke, the milk comes out. So when you milk the cow, you're detaching mashke from non-mashke. It's not uchel difference. It's not uchel shenifred meyuchel. It's not like slicing a chalas. That I say, this is uchel and that's uchel, so that's not called disha. They're two different things. One is uchel, the cow is uchel, or the cow is a cow. And the milk is milk. They're two different types of things. So the same Rashi learns over here that this is also mefarik told the Dosh. Now what exactly is he being mefarik from what? So Rashi writes mefarik, she mefarik tvua ishibo leha, yeah, that we understand. Rashi and I'm Gimlam and based on the first wide line in the Rashi. What's the original piruk that's done in Disha? She mefarik tvua mishibo leha. You have the kernels of grain, have a shibolas, that's the straw, that's Michael Behemoth. And the tfu is the Michael Adam. So when you detach the two, that's disha. Afzeh, so to over here, mefarek hatmorim min hamachpados. What did he do? Machpados are the big branches. So exactly what did he detach from what? So Tosis understood Rashi. Taisus picks on Rashi. The Taisus dima masal vachas mishum mefarik. Ain't a nirulivi kamosha meforish Rashi. They don't agree to what Rashi said. What exactly did Rashi say? So they're kind enough to tell us what they're arguing with. They understood Rashi as saying shemefariko ilon mimaso e min haperisha olov. Doesn't exactly say in Rashi. All right, that's how Taisus understood Rashi. So Rashi said Taisus understands in Rashi that the toleish is a malocha that he detached the peris from the tree. And mefarik is the malacha that I detach the peris from the tree. Is it the same thing? The same thing? So Tosha says, how can that be chayv shtayim? Mefarik ho ilon mi maso e min ha peris ha olo. That's the same thing. So how do you label the same activity both as kotzer, tole, shana, as mefarik. So they don't like Rashi. So they prefer the pshat of the Rashbam. They don't like the pshat. They're just like you remove perik minach amor, prikotino, just like you remove the masri kovid mealach amor, so too over here you remove the peris from the tree. That's the impression that they got from Rashi because of the mashal that he gave with the mefarik, the heavy burden from the chamor. So they think that you're taking off the heavy peris from the tree, you lighten the tree. So that's koitzer. How do you label that as mefarik? So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, a different pshat, that the tmorim have a klipa elyona on top of them. And I do two things over here. I detach the tmorim from the tree, that's koitzer, because of the zets that I give on the tmorim, so they are detached from the psolas. I'm detaching the oichel from the psolas. Shumaka b'tmorim, mefarekes haklipa mina tmorim, havikem odoshim, mefarekes hatfua mina shibolas. Iran on the Rif learns like Tesis, and he makes it a little more cheerful, a little more lebedic. Ran on the Rif interprets, when he throws this blotch against the tree, he shakes the tree, let's say, he gives a zetz to the tree. So he accomplishes to detach the cluster of pears from the tree. Then when it bounces down on the floor, so then the impact of banging against the ground causes the klipa to be detached from the tmar. So he says, that's the added chiddush over here. It even though it's really koch koko. Even though it's really called koko. We know that it's only considered, we were discussing yesterday, we're going to continue to give more, this is going to be a recurring theme in the Masechta. You can only be in violation of a malocha if you do a maisa malocha. Has to be bekum yaseh. Person has a machshava, he's mafresh truma be machshava. So the Gemara says, noisenenim b'tzad zebech or b'tzad acher on kuf men beis amin aleph. You can't call that a malocha. You can't be in violation of misakin mona be machshava. A fella has the power of concentration. He thinks and someone drops dead. So he's going to say that that's netilas neshama. He thinks and he causes something to start burning. You're going to say that that's havara. You can think all you want. That's not a malocha. There's no malocha be machshava. You have to have davke a maisa malocha. So the shayla is, what if the person doesn't do the maisa biyadayim? What if he throws something? Let's say I smash a window. So if I walk over to the window with a hammer and I smash the window, that's auto mamazik biyadayim. What if I throw, I'm sitting over here and I throw the window. I throw the hammer at the window and I smash the window. That's auto mamazik ayidei kocho. And what if I throw the hammer against a different wall and it bounces off of the wall and it smashes the window, that's already koyach koychai. So we paskin above a kamer that koychai is chayav, koychai kegufoi. And koch koch is also kegufa. Yechayv nezik shalom akoychay. Yechayv nezik shalom akoch koychay also. The Ran has over here one chiddush says in the Gemara. I throw a blotch. He throws a regev adomo. What did the Gemara say that he threw? Shod a pisa. He throws a regev adomo. He throws a heavy blotch of earth against the tree. He throws a hammer against the tree, and this causes the peris to fall down from the tree. So that's a chiddush. That not only is a malocha, not only is it considered a ma'aseh malocha if you do it bi'adayim, even if you do it al yidei koychoi, it's also considered a malocha. But then the Ran learns like the Rashbam, that the peiris have a shell and the shell is removed, but he says the shell is removed because of the impact of the peiris falling on the ground. That's already koyach koychoi. So he learns that that's all included in his Gemara. That koycha kigufoi is explicit in the Gemara. And then he says the next line of the Gemara, Chayv Shtayim says, Kerch Kerch is also Kegufay Domi. Kerch Kerch is also Kegufay Domi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about Retzeach. What's the din of Kerch Kerch by Retzeach? That doesn't necessarily have to be the same. The Gemara has three halachas where we require Kerch Gavra. The Gemara says, Ntilus Yadayim, halacha lemaisa, when you wash your bread, and Shchita needs what we call Kerch Gavra. And Retzeach, in order to be Chayv Misa, these three need Kerch Gavra. So Rav Chaim has in his Sefer He shows that there is a Rav Chaim has and the Chazanish has. They show that there is a machlokes rishonim. What does that expression mean? So some rishonim seem to understand. Kargavra means has to be either Adam. You have to do it b'maisa or b'kocho. That's all. And the other rishonim seem to hold no. It's a new din. There's a Rashi in the Torah Abayis that's quoted in the every day. And other rishonim seem to say explicitly, kargavra means that in these three cases you need something more than maisa ha'adam. So it could be that by Ritzayach, if you kill somebody, it could be that you'll be potter there. Nonetheless, in Hilchah Shabbos, you'll be chayv on Koyach Koyach. No stira. Or let's say, Odom HaMazik, if someone is Mazik, also, we'll say that you'll be chayv, Koyach Koyach is Kikoyach Adomi and Koyach Kigufa Adomi, that you'll be chayv Nezik Sholem. So it could be that for Shabbos purposes and for the Nezikin purposes, Koyach Koyach is Kikoyach Adomi. Could be that over there, Koyach Koyach is not. Because the Gemara says that Koyach Sheni is not chayv. It could be that all those dinim of Koyach Sheni, the special halachas that are required for Koyach Gavra, only apply in those three cases of Ritzicha, Netilus Yadayim, and Shechita. These are the only three cases where the Gemara ever uses that terminology, Koyach Gavra. And other Rishonim say, no, Koyach Gavra just means Maisa Hodom. It's just Maisa Hodom is Hebrew, and Koyach Gavra is Aramaic. The same, that's a discussion in Rishonim. That's a Mefurisha Machlekes in the Rishonim. A Kalpanim, that's the Ran learns like that in our Gemara. The Rapop is saying, Chidush al Gabi Chidush al Gabi Chidush. He's saying that Chayv Shtayim, that's what we had before. You only did one Pula and you're still Chayv Shtayim. Then he's saying that Koyche Kegufoy. Then he's saying that Koyche Koychei is also Kekoyche Domi. Is also a Malacha in Hilchos Shabbos. And we don't accept his opinion because we pass like Rav Ashi that this is Kalach HaYad. This is not the normal way to do things. So Malach Kalach HaYad is only the Rabbonim. Nachon? But the Rav Ashi who rejected Rav Papa never argued with the other Kalolin that he developed. Namely that Kercha Kegufa and Kercha Kercha is also Maiseh Adam. What if it's not even Kercha Kercha Kercha? What if I set up a system where I'm using some other natural force? I use a Kercha Hacham Yurabai. That also relates back to me. Koyach Hacham Yorubai is a din in Nezikin. The first Mishnah in Bava Kama says, Ar Bavis Nezikin, Ashor Vabor Vamava Vahever. So Hever means Eish. Hever in the Mishnah means Eish. And the Gemara explains that what is the unique feature of Eish? That it's Koyach Hacham Yorubai. He harnesses a natural force. There's a fire that's burning. So Yohanan says there's natural force to do some kind of a hezek. And the Gemara has a machlek zabiyachin mishlokish, and we pass on that isho mishum chitzov, that eish is considered an odom amazik. It's even though it's not koichai. It's not that he did everything all on his own. He harnessed another natural force. That's the wind is blowing and there's a fire over there. The wind and the fire were blowing anyway. So let's say he moves the Dover HaNizik close to the Eish and the wind is blowing. So he's harnessing that wind that's blowing anyway. The wind is blowing in that direction. So this Sefer would never have gotten destroyed, or the Beged would not have gotten destroyed. So he moves the Beged in the direction where the wind is blowing. So then he's seeing to it that this natural force, the Korach Acher, is going to cause the Hezik and his Chayv Mitam Odom HaMazik, Isha Mishum Chitzov. So that's a shaila in the sugya in Bava Kama, when the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that Isha Mishum Chitzav, that Eish is not only the first Mishnah in Bava Kama says that this is Mamon Amazik, Mamon Chashmirosan Alecha. Mishnah seems like it says that Eish is not Odom Amazik, it's Mamon Amazik. But then the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that it's both, Machleks and Bechan Mishlokesh, we paskin that it's both. That Eish is sometimes only Mamon Amazik when it's Kol Alochitzav, so it's no longer Odom Amazik. And then sometimes we follow Rabbi Yechanan Shita that Eish, you're harnessing the Koyach Acher, the natural force, that natural force is mitzarif to you, and it becomes an Odom HaMazik. Sometimes you b'chai mitam Odom, sometimes you b'chai mitam Eish. What's the difference? B'chai mitam Odom, b'chai mitam Eish? So the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kama that each one of the Ovis Nezikin has its own quirk. Each one has a funny din. That Karen is only Chayv Chatzin Nezik the first three times, and you only pay Megufo. Until the fourth time you pay Nezik Shalom and Aliyah. And Shem regular Focho B'shus Arabim. And Bor is Pateran Kalim. And Eish is Pateran Tomim. A quirk of Allah, Eish is Pateran Tomim. But Adam HaMazik is not Pateran Tomim. If there's something hidden, Adam HaMazik is Chai. So whenever Isha Mishum Chitzov, Rabbi Yechanan paskins, and we follow Rabbi Yechanan. We hold like Rabbi Yechanan. Eish is called Orem HaMazik sometimes. Sometimes it's only called Mamon HaMazik. So when it's only Mamon HaMazik, so you have this pasuk that says you potter on tumble. When it's going to be considered Ishem Shemchitzov, as if he shot an arrow and the arrow did the hezek, then it's not going to be potter on tumble. Orem HaMazik is not potter on tumble. So it's important to determine in any given case whether this Eish is Mishum Chitzov or the Eish is only Mishum Niske Mamon. Is it Mamon HaMazik? So in that sugi in Bava Kama, there's a fundamental machlekes harishayim, how to read in the sugi of Isha Mishem Chitzav Daf Kod Beis. There's a big machlekes harishayim, Davni Neza has a whole piece about this. Is this halacha? This is learned out from a pasuk, Shalem Yishalem HaMavir Es HaBeiro. It says, Kisei Tzayesh, Motsa Kotsum Enecho Godesh HaKoma. It doesn't say that he took a torch. If I'm an arsonist, I go to your property and I strike a match and I cause the newspapers to catch flame and then I cause the wood to catch flame, and I do that. Of course, that's Orem HaMazik. That's not a machlek, it's a Yechon Reish Lokesh. That's Orem HaMazik B'Yadayim. We're talking Kisei Tzayesh and Motzer Kotzim. Someone had a barbecue and he wasn't careful and the wind was blowing and it caused a hezek with the fire. So that case is a machlek, it's a Yechon Reish Lokesh. If the person is negligent and there's a Karach HaChem Yoreboy that makes the hezek, so we pass in even in such a case that it's considered an Orem HaMazik. So that's a big machlekes in the Tshuvas Hagoyim and the Otzar Hagoyim and the Rishonim. You have it. Rav Elvel of Soloveitchik has a piece about this. Avner Nezer has a major piece about this. Where Rabbi Yechanan's din is based on the pasuk. It says Shalem Shalem Hamavir Es Haber. We call him Hamavir, even though it's Kisei Tzayesh, even though it's Me'eleho Me'atzma Mashma. He didn't. He wasn't an arsonist who made it in this cabin. Still, he's called an Orem HaMazik. Is that Chiddush and Kol HaTorah Kula? This pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says that Isha Mishum Chitzav, is that a din of Kol HaTorah Kula? That whenever I do an activity and there's a Korach HaChem Yoreboy and it picks up, that relates back to me, and that has the same status as if it would have been Koichi, even though it's not Koichi and it's not even Korach Koichi. I needed it Tziruf of a Korach HaChem Yoreboy, but it's also considered my mice. So is that a din in Kol HaTorah Kula? Perhaps it even applies to Hilcha Shabbos. Or maybe we should say no, that's only a local din of Hilchas Nezikin. So that's a machlekes hagoyinim and a machlekes harishonim, how to read the Gemara there. See, it's takeh shaylin Hilchas Shabbos. If that person, the wind is blowing, you're not allowed to carry dalan amos b'shusar amos. So if I pick something up and I put it down 5 amos away, I carry dalan amos b'shusar amos. What if the wind is blowing and I throw something up knowing that the wind is blowing and the wind blows it 5 amas away? So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Yerushalmi that seems to say that that's chayiv, that that's a malacha. It would appear that Koyach HaChem Yoreboy is a din in Hilchas Shabbos as well, unless you'll insist that the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that, unless you say that that's a different malacha of Zorah Baruch Misayaito. The Poshim Shat, it's a Gemara later. The Poshim Shat in the Gemara is that if you have the Siyuah of the wind to be Mavad Alanamis Bishusarabim, that you are Chayiv. That's the Poshim Shat in the Gemara. That's the Poshim Shat in the Gemara. The same thing, let's say, the Rambam describes in Hilchas Shabbos. It's hard to find things in the Rambam. The Rambam goes through all the Lamatas of his Malachas once and twice, it's a few times. Very unclear. Why did he put everything out of order? Usually the Rambam takes all the Gemaras and he puts them in order. Here at this big problem, what's the system? Here the Rambam has a statement which there's a whole literature on it. Perek Yud Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Chav Beis. The Rambam says if I have hunting dogs that help me trap deer, Hamashalech Klovim, he sends his hunting dogs Kedeshi Yatsudu Tzvoim. He's interested in catching deer or arnavim, rabbits, etc. So I start running in one direction and I send the dog in the other direction and I trap the deer or the rabbits with the assistance of the dogs. So that's not called shnayim shasu because the hunting dog is not a person. We had a Meiri that we mentioned. The Meiri writes that it's only called shnayim shasu if they're both b'nei chiyuva. If one is a nochri and one is a yisrael, it's not called shnayim shasu. That's a questionable chiddush. But if one is a person, one is an animal, so then the Rambam writes to the Farish, that's not called Shnayim Shasu when you're Potter. He says, I'm Chayv. Harezer told us, Hatzod v'chayov. He says, I am chayef if I did the tzedek with the assistance of the animal. So here there's a big discussion in Achrayim. You look in the Sefer Afikei Yam, he has a whole essay about this. Does the Rambam only apply this in this case? The Rambam understood that that's pshat on the Aseres Adibus. Nosas kam lo chato vitcha vehem techo. If you use your behemoth to help you do a malacha, if that's the minik ha'olam, that's the way people go hunting. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. If you use the behemoth to help you hunt, the pasuk says that that's been starved to you. What if I mavid al anamis b'shusram with the assistance of the wind that's blowing? There's no pasuk on that. So I say it's a local pasuk that only applies whenever that's the minik ha'olam. Or should I say no? The pasuk atav hemtecho that the Rambam understood from that pasuk, if you have your hunting dogs help you do the melacha, it's a din of all of Hilcha Shabbos. Maybe it's a din all of Hilcha Shabbos. At a korech acham yurabah will also be chay. So this is a big discussion. Okay, we'll have to learn more gemaras to see. So far, all we have in the gemara is Malacha Kalacha Yad is not chayav. That's why we rejected Rav Papa. But the other chidushes that Rav Papa said are valid. Namely, Rav Papa says clearly, Haiman to show the piece of the dikla, it's only koichai. So he say koichai kegufai. Malacha donai de koichai is also malacha. And then the Ran understood like the Rashbam and Tosfos Rabbeinu Shmuel that the malacha of mefarek is accomplished when the cluster of dates falls on the ground and the impact causes them to detach. The tamarma detached from the shells, from the klipa al yoina, so that's already koich koicha, and he holds a koich koicha is also kegufon. Koich koicha is also malacha. So that's a gemara. According to the Ran, that's what it says in the gemara. Tosfos picks on the Rashi with the mefarik. What's wrong? What did Rashi do? Rashi not at fault over here. Rashi says both over here on Sadekei that the word mefarik means like prikotina, being mefarik, the masa in the alach amor, that if you detach the milk from the behemah, that's similar to detaching the oichel from the psoilus, or squeezing out the mashkem ayotzim and azesim and anovim, you squeeze it out, so you're separating, if you separate oichel from oichel, that's uchle de ifras, so that's not called the disha, but if you separate two things that are different types of things, Echelam Mashka, Echelam Psoila, something like that, so that'll be Mefarik. So Tosfos picks on Rashi, they're bothered with Akasha. It says in the Brisa that Acholeif constitutes a Melocha Deraisa. That's a Tosefta that's quoted on Sadekeim and Aleph. That's the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. Tosefta Perek Yud Masech HaShamas. So it says Acholeif is a Melocha Deraisa, on Shabbos and on Yontif, Yechayiv Malkis and Yechayiv Chatos, Shoin. A real malacha deraisa. The Gemara says that it's mefarik. Chayav chayav mishum mefarik. So Rashi learns pshat. Rashi himself knows that the other Rishonim don't agree with him. Rashi says what malacha is involved in milking a cow. Rashi says that it's disha. Then he says, is the army told that a kotzer? And he says, that's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense that it should be kotzer. And he quotes another pshat on Sadekei that it's gozes. It's a told of gozes. And Rav Lezer admits in the Sefer Yireim writes that it's a malacha of tochein. That calls man that the milk was all inside the udder, it's all together. Once you milk the cow, so all the droplets of milk are separated. So there's a malacha of tochein. And then the Rabbein and Tam, and our Tosfos is going to have a fifth sheet, five different sheets. What's the malacha involved in milking a cow? Years ago, it was a big issue in Eretz Yisrael. Not quite that big issue. Years ago, before Hakamas HaMedina, they were insisting that they should have dafke. You're not allowed to do avodah zarah. Not allowed to have any Arabs working for you. That's called avodah zarah. Has to be avodah ivrit. Only Jews can work on the kibbutz. How can you build a medina with the assistance of the nochem? You can't rely on nochem. So that's what they used to refer to as avodah zarah. And you have to have avodah ivrit. So who's going to milk the cows on Shabbos if you have goyim working on the farm? So yes, kamir le nochem is mutam amokem sabalechai. If you don't milk the cow, it's painful for the cow. Like if a woman is nursing a baby, she doesn't nurse the baby, so it's painful. So she wants to get the milk out in order that even if the baby is not drinking, she doesn't want to have the tzar. So the halacha says that the makam tzar balechayim, you're permitted to ask the nachri to do a malacha. But if mamisha, avodah zarah is yoharek v'yavar. If you're not allowed to have a non-Jew work on your kibbutz, that's choyk v'yavar. You can't violate that. So what are you going to do? So the Jews have to milk the cow. There's no heta. There's no hetter for the Jews to milk the cow. That was the best dates always is to have an ochri and shem. So the Chazanish has, you stand on your head, you do this, you do that, you do that. The Chazanish gave a whole Eitzah to solve the problem. So they were writing and writing so much about this topic in the 1920s, I think, 1930s, they were writing about this forever. But what's involved in milking the cows on Shabbos? So they, after writing so much, and someone published an essay, so he wrote about milking the cows on Shabbos. The expression he writes is Kradosha Bei Rabim. Everybody already discussed the topic. So the one who wrote the next essay said Kradosha Bei Rabim. Dosh, that's only Rashi Shita. Rashi says that it's Dosh. The other four Rishonim learned that it's not Dosh. It's either Mamachek or whatever. It's some other Malachis, yeah. So what does Tosfos pick on Rashi? They don't agree with Rashi. They say there is a machloekes satanoim adafa in Heyom and Aleph. And what quotes another Tosefta? A lot of Toseftas in Masechah Shamas came out. Every 10 lines is another Tosefta. There aren't too many sugyas here. Everything is just quoted. Another Tosefta, another Tosefta, and another Tosefta. There isn't so much of a discussion here. You just got to know a billion did it. That's all. So the what quotes a Tosefta? Atzot chalozim, 15 lines from the bottom of in Heyom and Aleph. Atzot chalozim, b'hapotso. If you go fishing on Shabbos, so that's a malacha of tzedah. Okay? So if a guy goes fishing chalozin, it's some kind of a sea animal. That's clear. Exactly what kind of an animal, we're not sure. Kosher, non-kosher. But it lives in the water. So if you trap the animal, that's a violation of tzedah. That's one of the tainas that they have. How can the new people say that the chalozin is a shelled, is this thing with a shell that can't run away, that sits there? So how is that tzedah? Let's say there's a turtle that's walking, is running. How does a turtle run? It sits there. It goes 1 mile in 10 days. So there's a nisa tzedah on a turtle. It's nisa d'yamid. There's nothing to trap. So if these shelled fish, the worm that's inside the shell, it can't run anywhere. So how can you say that that's tzedah? So it's a dead giveaway that it can't be, that it cannot be that shellfish. That's what some argue the point. You see from the Gemara that the chalozin is a fish that runs away. And others say no, that if the shellfish, if the chalozin would have been in the sand on the banks of the river, then there wouldn't be any tzedah. But l'maisa, these chalozinus are usually in the deep waters. They're sitting there, but they're in the deep water. They're not so easy to get. So you have to get a scuba diver to jump in and hold his breath and start fishing around over there in order to get it. So that's tzedah. If it's in the deep waters, it'll be tzedah. So the Gemara says if you trap the chalazon, that's a malach of tzedah. Then the shaila is when you squeeze out the chalazon, when you kill a chalazon, that should be a malach of netilas neshama. The only thing is the Gemara asked that question. Rabbi B'chaim Shem and Tilis and Shem, the Gemara says he's not really interested. Nisasa creates on the Tilis and Shem. The Gemara says, Ain't Tzvichel Agufo. He's not really interested in killing the Halazan. Best is, the Gemara says, the dye from the Halazan makes Tchelis a beautiful, bright color when you squeeze it out when the Halazan is alive. If you kill the Halazan first, then you start taking out the dam. So it's, then you take out the Tchelis dye. It's not going to be a pretty color. So the Gemara says, you're not Chaim Shem Tilis and Shem, that's going to be Ain't Tzvichel Agufo. We'll have to go into the details when we learn Ayin Heim and Allah. But the Gemara says, there's a Machlekes Hatanayim and the Braisa, Rabbi Yudin HaChachami, what about Disha? Just like if you squeeze out the Mashkem HaYotzim and Azazim and Minah Novim, that's a told of Disha, because you're detaching the Mashke from the Ochel, like detaching solus from the Ochel. You detach two things that are different from each other, that are attached, not a uchla difras. It's not a nechel shenifred min oichof. It's a nechel shenifred min amashke, or a nechel shenifred min apsoles. So here also, you have the goof of the chalos, and then you have the trelis, the dai. So when you take out the mashke from the chalos, and that should be like disha. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a machlekes satanoim where the yesh disha shalom bigidu lekarka. Reindi shall be gedule karka. So Rabbi Yudah the Tana, Rabbi Yudah by Rabbi Loi says chayv shtay. So Rabbi Yudah, I'm a disha b'siyah b'chlal disha. When you squeeze out the chalazon fish, when you squeeze out the worm, and you get the dye, so that's like squeezing out mashkem ayotzim and azesim and anovim. That's called disha. No amrullah. The other Tanaim disagreed. Ain't siyah b'chlal disha. Why? Madua? Why is it ain't siyah b'chlal disha? What is kalach hayad? Why not? So Rabbi explains why. very obscure line. Why should it be Ein Tzir B'chal Disha? My time in Rabbanon, it's unclear, because they hold Ein Disha L'Bigidulei Karka. That's the reason why. And fish are not Gidulei Karka. What are Gidulei Karka? Sadisha normally Sidura de Pas. Sadisha is normally done on the Tvue that's growing on top of there with the Shibolas, that's on top of the straw. So that's Mamish Gidulei Karka. Or you squeeze out the Zeisman oven, that's also Gidulei Karka. You get the Mashkel. So that's Gidulei Karka. So we know that there's Disha de Gidulei Karka. Shalot de Gidulei Karka is a Machloike Satanoi. So Tosis says that the Gemara said over there on Daf Tzadik and Aleph that this is a Malacha Deraisa to milk the cow. So if Rashi would be right that the Malacha involved in milking the cow is Disha, so cows are also not Gidulei Karka, just like fish are not Gidulei Karka. So cows are not Gidulei Karka. So how can it say that it's a Malacha Deraisa? Unless he say that this Tosefta on Sarikam and Aleph is Alibi de Rabbuda. Tosefta is not prepared to say like that. Yochid Virab Malocha Kirabim. We probably paskin against Rabbuda. So why should there be a Stam Tosefta like Rabbuda? That is Disha Shalabi Gedula Karka. Unless you say that is it. But the Gemara says, well, you are paskining like Rabbuda. That's what Tosefta finally comes to the conclusion at the end. Nira, the last four lines in Tosis. Nira, the Lepirish Akuntris, according to Rashi's opinion, will have to be forced into saying Halachic Reb Yudah. Why? Because the Gemara says, Iksuba Zav Sama, Poshipshah, because it is right, this Tosefta on Sadekam and Aleph. So Tosis said, well, that you can reinterpret. There's a way to get around that. But here they have another Gemara that they think he can't get around. The Gemara says, Omar, Tony, Reb Merenus presented a price that says, Goneah. If someone is moaning and groaning, it means that he's sick, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, mister, you've got to have some warm milk. Who's going to get warm milk on Shabbos? Who has warm milk on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, let him drink the milk directly from the udder of the behemoth. Sugar? Why should he do that? Because if he's going to milk the cow like this, it'll be a melacha deraisa. And if he drinks the milk directly, that's clearly kalahayad. That's kalahayad square. That's very mishunadi, crazy. That's very kalachayach. So the Gemara says, Goneach, if it would be a chodesh, yesh b'sakone, so you're allowed to violate even malacha derais if it's necessary. If it's necessary. We usually say, machila mosa hakal akal tchila. The Gemara says in the end of the Maseches Yuma, if a person, in order to stay alive, has to eat non kosher food, and he has an option of either eating a malacha, anisa deraisa, or anisa derabon. So let him eat anisa derabon. He has an option of either eating anisa deraisa that has kores, chel v'dam, anisa deraisa of nevela. So eat the nevela, don't eat the chel v'dam. Or he has, let's say, tevel, which is misa b'dei shamayim, and he has chel, which is kores. So kores is a bigger punishment than misa b'dei shamayim. So if these are the two alternatives, the Gemara says it's preferable to violate the tevel, eat the tevel, or eat the truma, azar shochal truma is misa b'dei shamayim. And if somebody eats chel v'dam, it's going to be kores. The Gemara says it's preferable to violate the Easter deraisa that only has a punishment of misa b'dei shamayim rather than to violate the Easter deraisa that has a punishment of kores. The Gemara has a whole sugya. This is just part of the sugya. The Gemara goes machila mosa hakala kal tchilo. The Gemara there is not talking about Shabbos. It talks a little bit about eating on Yom Kippur, but it's talking about eating all week long. If a person is in a concentration camp, in a labor camp, whatever, in the Russian labor camps in Siberia. And the only food they give you is tray for food, so pikuach nefesh allows you to eat the food. So if you have an option of eating this tray for food or that tray for food, you should violate the lesser of the two evils. You should violate the lesser reason. So let's say if a person is a chodesh yesh b'sakana, and he can either milk the cow and drink the milk, which will constitute an isa deraisa, drink the milk directly. So this summer we should say, l'chore, we'll have to discuss a little bit, you know, to stand on his head to do such a crazy thing, to drink the milk directly. Normally a person would milk the cow and then drink the milk from the bucket. Normal person doesn't drink the milk directly from the cow. If you have an option of either asking a nochri to milk the cow or to milk the cow yourself, so that I understand. So ask the nochri, that's only Amir and the nochri the Rabbanon. Have the nochri milk the cow as opposed to milking the cow yourself. But the shaila is over here, would you say, let him drink the milk directly from the cow as opposed to milking the cow? Would you require, when you say hakala, kal tchila, you have to do whatever you can in order to avoid violation of the avera? So do you have to do a crazy thing that's abnormal? Shlomo Zalman wrote a tshuva about this many years ago. I think 35 years ago. As a tshuva, let's say someone is sick Leil Shabbos in the middle of the night, and they realize they have to go to the hospital, Safek Sakana, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. So they have an option: either they'll drive the car, either the husband drives his wife to the hospital, or they'll wake up the Nachri, next door neighbor, and they'll only have to violate Amir and Nachri. But you wake up the next door neighbor 3 o'clock in the morning, that's a little crazy. That's not a normal option. So Shlemazon says you don't have to wake up the neighbor. The halacha machila mosa hakala kalchila. If you have a choice of either violating an Issa derais and Issa derabbanan, so try to do the Issa derabbanan. That's if it's a reasonable choice. But the tain is, he has a tesis and knows it like that. If it's an absolutely unreasonable choice, then it's not called, it's not considered an option. So that's the question over here. This also seems pretty wacky. I have a choice of either milking the cow, I'm a chodesh yesh v'sakana, let's say. And the doctor say I need some fresh milk. So either I milk the cow myself, or I drink the cow directly. Drink the milk directly from the cow, from sugar. So is that considered a reasonable option? That would be called machila mosa hakala kalchila. Highly questionable. Highly questionable. Anyway, so the Gemara talks about goneach. Goneach, yonek chol of the Shabbos, he's allowed to drink, he should drink the milk directly from the cow. My timer. So how sick is this goneach? It's unclear in the Gemara. Is he a chodesh yesh b'sakana? Or is he a chodesh yesh b'sakana? If he's a chodesh, the Ramban asks in the Mochamas. This Gemara is in Ksubis, but it doesn't belong in Ksubis, it belongs in Shabbos. So the Rif is kind enough to quote it in Masech HaShabbos, and the Mohammed on the Rif in Masech HaShabbos has this discussion. The Mohammed asks, how sick is he? If he's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, so he's allowed to violate a Nisa Derais also. What exactly is going on over here? So the Pashup Shat and the Gemara says, my timer, Tesef quotes the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom of the Tesef, my timer, Mefarek Kalach HaYadu, the Malach involved in milking a cow, is mefarik, that's what it said in Tzadikei. Choylu chaymish of mefarik. So mefarik, this is only kalachayat. To drink the milk directly from the cow is kalachayat. But melokam tzar legozru rabbonon. But pasuk kosim rab yeser, uchus ek rab merenis. That's how we pass like this price. Tony rab merenis. Rab merenis presented this price. So what exactly is the nature of the sickness of the goneach? How sick is he? Is he a chodesh yesh b'sakana? Is he a chodesh yesh b'sakana? That's what's unclear here. The Gemara is matib b'mokam tzar l'goz b'er abonon. Sounds like he's a chodesh yesh b'sakana. Pashup shat in Gemara. So that's what we usually assume. He's tak a chodesh yesh b'sakana. And for a chodesh yesh b'sakana, you're not allowed to violate an isa deraisa, but you're permitted to violate an isa derabonon. So the Gemara says, even though milking a cow is in Pashup shat in Gemara, even though milking a cow is a malacha deraisa, but if you'll milk it kelachayad by drinking directly from the gufa behema, that lowers it to the level of a derabbanon. So if you do a malacha deraisa kelachayad, it's only the rabbanon. So for chelu shem b'sakan is mutter. That's the pashup shot. The far kelachayad hu b'makom tzar l'gaz rabbanon. B'makom tzar means chelu shem b'sakan. B'makom tzar is chelu shem b'sakan. The Ramban has a different shot in the Gemara. Ramban thinks that the goneach is a chelu sheyesh b'sakan. He thinks that maybe he's a chodesh yesh b'sakana. It's a chodesh yesh b'sakana, so everything is mutter. So why do you have such restrictions? Says, no, but it's not sakana sayom. The only time you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, let's say Rachman al-Dasan, someone has cancer, and the doctors say they must do surgery. Whatever sickness, they must do surgery. So it does mean they have to do surgery. They diagnosed him on Shabbos. And they said he must do surgery within the next 6 months. So they're allowed to do the surgery on that Shabbos? And wait till after Havdalah. Who tells you to do it today? He said, Brent, he's not going to die today. His condition is not going to get worse if you wait till after Shabbos is over. So the Ramban claims that that's the pshat. He thinks goneach means it's a chodesh yesh b'sakana. But it's not sakana sayom. It doesn't have to be taken care of today. So therefore, there's no heter to violate any isa deraisa. But sof kol sof, since there is a sakana, so you're permitted to violate whatever is only the rabbanon. That's the Ramban's pshat. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchas, I think, says that's also accepted. He quotes the Chazanish once, Paskin Mahalach Alamai. That case never described in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the din? Not such a far-fetched case. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss. What's the din? If it's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, but it's not sakana sayom. So the din is you're not allowed to violate a malacha deraisa. That says in Shulchan Aruch. Is it permissible to violate a nisa derabba? Doesn't say one way or the other. So he quotes in the Shmir Shabbos that the Chazanish, I think he quotes, Chazanish wants Paskin Halacha Kedibri HaRamban. that you're permitted to do the melacha today on Shabbos, if everything you're going to do is only going to be the Rabbanan. But the generally accepted pshat is that b'mokam tzar l'gaz Rabbanan doesn't mean it's a chodesh yesh b'sakana, but it's not sakana sayom. B'mokam tzar has the connotation of chodesh yesh b'sakana. Chodesh yesh b'sakana means he has a condition that really knocks him out. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch gives you a description. He gives you a definition. Chodesh yesh b'sakana means either chole kol gufo or muta l'mishkav. Either he has to lay in bed because he's so sick, or chole kol gufo, he has general aches and pains all over his body and he's slowed down, he can't function normally. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, it's really based on the Gemara, daf mem on the days, that tzorche hatinoik is considered like a chole she'en b'sakana. It's that baby is crying, the baby wants his bottle. Gemara talks about in the middle of Daf Mem Amud Beis. Gemara talks about smearing a baby with warm oil that you're allowed to do in Melachos Derabbanan. Well, why should you be allowed to do Melachos Derabbanan for the baby? So the Rishonim derive from this Gemara, and the Ramah quotes the Lalacha that Tzorche Hatinoik are considered like a Cholish Em Sakan. Well, the baby is not sick. So the Ramah understands, you see from this Gemara, Cholish Em Sakan doesn't have to be sick. It means if someone has a condition, his condition is youth. Babyhood. Whoever has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, let's say the baby is hungry. So if you don't give the baby the bottle now, the baby's going to cry his head off and going to make everybody crazy. And other children, let's say a young child, let's say sometimes a child goes into gets a temper tantrum and always in the middle of the street and the cars are going in all directions, the kid stands there, freezes, doesn't want to walk. He's not sick, no one is sick, but that's called a chayel shem b'sakana. The kid has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. He's in the middle of the street and the cars are going all over the place. So you're permitted to violate certain derabbanans. That's the Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Beis. So the Ramah says, let's say a baby is hungry and he's crying and he wants his bottle and there is no food here. There's no sakana, absolutely no sakana whatsoever. But because the baby is crying, normally a baby doesn't cry. Because the baby is crying, that has a status of a chol shem b'sakana. So Amir Lenachri is mutter. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Chav Tes that all tzorche chol shem b'sakana can be done. Kol tzorche chol nasim al yedei aramoi b'shabbos. That's around the sixth white line on Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Kol tzorche chol Nasa Magde Aramoi. Aramoi means Anochri B'Shabbos. It's Oymel Anochri V'yoysa. By Chod Hashem Sakon, Amir Anochri is Mutin. So here, that's the way we understand this Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach. To milk the cow would be a Melocha Deraisa. But if you drink the milk directly from the cow, that's Kalachayah, so that's only the Rabbanon. So since the fellow is a Chod Goneach, most of the Rishonim learn not like the Ramban Melchamas. He's not a chayel sheyesh b'sakana, but it's just not sakana sayah. He's a chayel she'ein b'sakana. He's b'makom tzar l'gaz b'rabbana. So we allow all isurim d'rabbana. That's the pashup shat in the Gemara. So Tosfos is bothered with a kasha, but if milking a cow is a told in the dos, and there's a machlekes abud and the rabbana nadafa in heyamid aleph, and you usually say yochad v'rab malocha kirab. So the halacha should be like the Rabbanon, that what? Ain't disha my time of the Rabban Kasari, ain't disha la bigidule karka. So just like fish are not gidule karka, the chalazin is fish, is not gidule karka, so behemoths are also not gidule karka. So the whole disha, the maximum the disha can be, milking the cow is only the Rabbanon. So the whole milking of the cow is only malacha the Rabbanon. So you should allow milking a cow, but more from tzar, that goes by Rabbanon. So why does the Gemara require that it should be done kalahaya? You should be allowed to do all the rabbanans for mak mechodesh em sakana. That's Tosfos kash. Then Tosfos says you can kvetch a teretz, but they don't like it. We happen to paskin like that. You kvetch the teretz. That's what we paskin like. Tosfos is not happy about it. They near a leimar. They think that it's not a valid teretz. It wouldn't appear that the following is correct, and that's exactly what we accept. The af le rabbanan osam the rabbanan the mechzikim mefari. Milking a cow is a malacha of disha, the farik told the dosh. According to Rabbi Yudah, it'll be a malacha deraisa. According to Rabbanan, it'll be a malacha derabbanan. And there's no hetter to violate a malacha derabbanan for makom choyle she'ein b'sakana. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin
The Mechaber quotes a whole bunch of shitas, and then he says halacha kedeya hashlishis. We should pass on like the third shita. The third shita is the Ramban and the Torah Sa'adam. Ramban was a doctor, and he wrote a whole book that's called Torah Sa'adam, about when babies are born, when women are pregnant, have delivered a baby on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on the weekdays, and then when the babies get sick later in life, what is the doctor allowed to do? Was he not allowed to do? Was he allowed to do on Shabbos? Was he allowed to do on the weekdays? How much money is the doctor allowed to charge? Is he allowed to charge money? And then what happens when a doctor doesn't succeed and the patient dies? What about ripping kriya? What about avelis? He has all the dinim avelis. That has a dinim of tish above there. It's all sefer Torah Sa'adam. So the Mechaber writes the tour quotes from the Torah Sa'adam in Hilchas Shabbos, and the Mechaber writes a few shitas in Hilchas Cholot Shin Chav Ches, and he says halacha kedei hashlishis. He thinks we should pass like the Ramban and Torah Sa'adam. Ramban and Torah Sa'adam says that there are three categories of cholot. There's a cholot sheyesh b'sakana, that in order to save his life, you're allowed to do even a melacha deraisa if it's necessary. If you can lower it down to the level of drabanan, then the Gemara said in the end of the Yomim, achila mosa hakala kaltila. If you have an option of violating a deraisa drabanan, you save the person's life, so do only a drabanan. If you can do it beheta, do it beisa, so do it beheta. If you can avoid the whole thing, whenever you can avoid it, you should avoid it, fine. So, but if need be, you permit these to violate a melacha deraisa. Then what happens if there's sakana saver? What if there's a possibility of loss of a limb? So is that called tikoch nefesh anah? So that's a big machlekes of Rishanim. Ruba, the Ruba of the Rishanim hold that that's not called sakonis nefesh. Not loss of life or limb. Loss of life is called sakonis nefesh. Loss of limb is a choyle sheyesh lo sakonis eiver. So there are, we pask in the Shulchan Aruch that that's only mater all isurim derabonon. You're permitted to violate any isur derabonon. If there's a chashash of loss of a limb, you can violate all the rabbanos, but you're not allowed to violate a deraisa. But then there's another category of a chol l'shem v'sakana, no loss of any limb. The baby's crying. The baby's crying, so nothing is going to happen. They're not going to lose any limbs. But we don't want the baby to cry, so we're permitted to ask a nachri to carry the milk or to warm up the milk for the baby, or to carry the milk and him shusarab deraisa. Amir with a nachri is muter even on a deraisa. For a chol l'shem v'sakana. That's the Gemara Kuf Chav Tes. Amir l'nachri is mutter for a chol l'shem v'sakana. So that's what the Tesis says over here. This goneach, there's no sakana at all. Not like the Ramban learned, it's a chol l'shem v'sakana, but it's not sakana sayom. It's not even a sakana saver. It's just b'makom tzayre l'gos b'rabon. It's a chol l'shem v'sakana. He's unable to function normally. So therefore, you're not allowed to violate a malacha d'rabon. You're not allowed to violate a malacha d'rabon. So, according to Rabbi Yudah, Disha Shalom Bigadu Lekarka is a Malacha Deraisa. According to Rachachamim, the Rabbi Yudah, Disha, a Patseach Halozan, a milking a cow, let's say if you should equate cows with fish, that they're both non Gidule Karka, according to the Rabbana, the Rabbi Yudah, that'll be a Malacha Derabbana. As a Malacha Derabbana, you wouldn't be matter that either, but Makam Chol Hashem Sakan. You'd only be matter it by a Sakana Sefer, the Ramban has, Gemara. But for Chol Hashem Sakan, we would not be matter it. But if it's a shus, the shus, mamaka mitzvah, then we say it's mutter. That's what we discussed the other day, the Gemara, in Erevin Adav Samaches, that the baby boy was born on Shabbos, and they scheduled the bris for next Shabbos, and then they spilled all the warm water, and the only other home that had warm water, there was no Erev. It was a Nisa Derabbana, it was a Chatz Hashanim Erevis, so there was a Nisa Derabbana to carry the water in the Chatz Hashanim Erevis. So the Gemara says, ask a nachri to carry the water that's the shluz b'makam mitzvahs milo. Amir the nachri makes it into a derabbanan. Even if you yourself would carry an achas hashenim erev, it's only an isa derabbanan. So since it's a double derabbanan, b'makam mitzvahs milo, so it's muta. So we mentioned Taisus in Gittin Daf Ches has two opinions. Is it only muta shluz? The shluz only muta b'makam mitzvahs milo? Or is it muta b'makam mitzvah every mitzvah? So we pass in the hakel, the Shulchan Aruch. The shluz muta b'makam mitzvah any mitzvah, not only milo. One day in Taisus was only milo. Because Mila is so chashiv, it's Decha Shabbos. Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos. Even though Machshire Mila, not Decha Shabbos, they don't pass them like Rav Lezer on Kuf Lamed Amid Aleph. That's Perk Rav Lezer de Mila. But still, the Mokka Machshire Mila, so one opinion that says, you make all the Shavuz is Mutter. So we don't pass them like that. We pass them as Shavuz is Mutter, Mokka any Mitzvah. Not only Mokka Mitzvah, but Mokka Mchoyle Shem Sakon is also Mutter. So even though we wouldn't allow a Malacha de Rabbanon, to milk the cow is Mefarik told that a dosh which according to Rashi can only be an Issa Dirabbanan. But it's still, it's a Malacha Midirabbanan. So we wouldn't allow one to violate a Malacha Dirabbanan. We allow Amir al-Nakhri, yeah. That's on Kuf Chof Tes Amanach. We would permit Amir al-Nakhri by a Chodesh Emes HaKonek. Amir al-Nakhri, when the Nakhri does the Malacha, it's not even a Malacha Midirabbanan. He's doing a Malacha. I didn't do anything. Amir al-Nakhri is not allowed. Exere that you may do the Malacha yourself. But the Maisa, if I asked Nakhri to do it, I didn't violate the Malacha. I'm a violation of Exere Dirabbanan. So the Malachim Chodesh Emes HaKonek, we allow one to violate all Exeres. So Amir al-Nakhri we would permit. But here the Gemara says we would permit a Shvuz the Shvuz, Mamak Mechayla. Shvuz the Shvuz is, what's the Shvuz over here? So usually when you're talking about Shvuz the Shvuz, you mean to ask a Nakhri to violate a Dirabbanan. Here we're not asking the Nakhri, I'm doing it myself. But it's still the Shvuz. Why? Because first of all, it's only Ein Disha Ela B'Gidul Karka. I'm doing the Disha on a Behemoth, it's non Gidul Karka. So the whole malacha is only malacha midirabbanan to begin with, and then he's doing it kalach hayad. So that's called the shvuz. Avagav the less elam rabban l'shar l'mishim diikatarti kalach hayad b'makom sa. So it's a shvuz the shvuz b'makom chayla. That's what Taisa suggests. They're not happy with that pshat. Ain't any relam. They don't like it, but that's the accepted pshat. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Truth of the matter, it says better. It says a bigger and a better heter in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says halacha kedeya hashlishis we pass from like the Ramban. So it's a little unclear exactly what the Ramban says. So the Magen Avraham only knew the Ramban from the Tur. Magen Avraham apparently didn't have the Torah Sodom. We live in a generation we have all the manuscripts and everything under the sun. They discovered everything. Magen Avraham didn't have a Ramban's Torah Sodom. So he only had the Tur. So he understood, misunderstood, whatever the case happens to be, he understood the Tur as quoting the Ramban as saying that if you do a malacha deraisa ayde shinui, that makes it into a malacha midirabbanan. And you wouldn't be allowed to violate a malacha derabbanan mamakam chol l'shem misakana. So the only reason why it's mutter is like Taisus says, it's a shvuz the shvuz. It's only disha shalob you could do the character of the Rabbanim to begin with, because we pass from like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yudah, and the Afayin, hey? And then it's kalach hayah, so that's a double the Rabbanim. You know, in order to be called the shvuz, b'makam mitzvah, b'makam chayli, it doesn't have to be a group of Achrenim came up with a new Einfam. It's only called the shvuz, to be makel, if one of the two is Amir Eliakum. But if everything's a done al Yidei Yisrael and it's a shvuz de shvuz because there are two reasons that it's a combination of two derabbanan, then it doesn't qualify to be called the shvuz de shvuz. So the later achrayim say it's not true. You see from this Taisus here, this is called the shvuz de shvuz, and that neither of them is al Yidei Akum. One is that it's kalach hayad, makes it into derabbanan, and one is that it's ein disha ela b'gidul karka. So it's only a malachim derabbanan, and you're doing it al Yidei Shinui. So that's called the shvuz, mamakum chayla. So we're matter that. So the Magen Avraham understood the Tur as quoting the Ramban as saying, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes it also, and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa quotes it like this, that if you do a malacha deraisa yide shinui, so that's still called, that's a malacha midirabbanah. That's not just exer, that's a malacha midirabbanah. And you can't be mocked at that b'makom chayla unless you'll make it into a shvuz de shvuz. You have to combine it with something else. That's a simple reading of the Taisus over here. The Balatanya says that that's not correct. In the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya writes, we have the Ramban. It's not a secret. Look in the Torah Sa'adam. It says the Farish in the Torah Sa'adam. Taisus does not say like that, but the Mechaber says we should pass like the Ramban. So look in the Torah Sodom, see what the Ramban says. He says the Ramban says explicitly that Gonech, Ramban happens to learn that the Gonech is a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. It's a different story. He holds that he's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, but it's not Sakana Sayom. So Brentnish, you really have 6 months to go to do the treatment whenever you want. So the Ramban learns a whole different Mishat and Higmah. But the Ramban writes Halacha L'Maisa to do a Malacha Deraisa Yidei Shinoi, lowers it down to the level of Exera, and then you're permitted to do it even for a Chol Shem Sakon. That's how the Ramban himself writes. So that's what the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. He says he thinks we should pass like the Balatanya against the Magen Avraham. He says he's right. You look in the Ramban's Torah Sodom, that's exactly what it says. To do a Malacha Deraisa Ayidei Shinui, doesn't only lower it down to the level of a malacha midirabbanan, lowers it down to the level of exera. Even to qualify as a malacha midirabbanan, it has to be a malachas mashevis. So if you do ayde shinui, that's a lack of malachas mashevis. Even midirabbanan, you can't call it a malacha even midirabbanan. The most you can consider it is exera. No, all exeras are mutav b'makom chor l'shem b'sakana. That's what the Avnei Nezer Taina is. He thinks we should really paskin like the Balatanya. He says that now that we have the Torah Sodom L'Ramban, we see the Balatanya is right. That's what it says in the Ramban. That a Malocha Deraisa is a Shinoi is not lowered down to the level of a Malocha Midrabban. It lowers it all the way down to the level of a Gzeire, and all Gzeires are lifted B'makam Cholashem Sakan, like Amir L'Nachar is Mutta B'makam Cholashem Sakan. There are other Gzeires as well. That were matter b'makom chodesh and sakana. So Yedei Shino is also a matter. It's interesting that Mishnah Brura says is ma'ida b'miktzas over here. The Mishnah Brura has a long sharat tzion in Hilchas Yontif. In Hilchas Shabbos doesn't happen. Hilchas Shabbos tells you to look in Hilchas Yontif. In Hilchas Yontif, from the sharat tzion, he has a big footnote on the bottom of the page, and he comes up with a new compromise between these two shitas. The Mogen Avram holds when you do a malacha deraisa yedei shinoi, it's lowered down to the level of a malacha midirabbanan. And the Balatanya holds wrong. And the Avnei Nezer says Balatanya is correct. That's what it says in the Ramban in Teres Adam, that when you do a malacha deraisa yedei shinoi, it's lowered all the way down, not to a malacha midirabbanan, to the level of exera. It can't even doesn't even qualify as a malacha midirabbanan, because it's lacking malachas masheves. Kalach hayad is lacking malachas masheves. So the Mishnah Brura got stuck with Stiris. The Mishnah Brura came up with a new teretz. It depends how mishunadik it is. If you do something a little bit mishunadik, then it's only lowered down to the level of a malacha midirabban. If you do it very mishunadik, then it's lowered down to the level, it's a mishunah square, then it's lowered down to the level of a gzera midirabban. So the Mishnah Brura interprets this gemara. The guy's going to drink the milk directly from the udder of the behemoth. That's Mishnah Square. That's crazy. Should be crazy. Which normal person ever drinks directly from the behemoth? Meshugah. So that's lower down to the level of Gzeira Derabbanan. You don't need a shuz de shuz. Gzeira Derabbanan. All Gzeira is Amut of Makam Chodeshem Misakana. But if it would have been a lesser Shinoi, it would have only lowered down the level of the malacha to the level of a malacha midirabbanan. Malacha midirabbanan, we're not matam b'makom chodeshem misakon. So this is all what Tosis is rejecting. Well, we passing like everything that we just discussed now, the Mishnah Brura and the Mogen Avram and the Balatanya, all of this, Tosis says this is all gekvetched. Ain't a near alone. They don't like that. That's exactly what we hold our locha. That is the answer. The milking the cow is awesome midirabbanan. Could be it's only awesome in the Rabban. Tosha says it would appear from that Gemara in Suvazav Samach that we pass like Rav Yudah. Milking a cow is an Issa Deraisa. If to begin with, milking a cow is only the Rabban because they ain't Dishaela Begidulei Karka, so what's the whole problem? The guy's a Chayla Shem Bisarkonis, so should be mutter to milk the cow. What do you need Kalach Hayad for? That's what Tosha argues. So you see from the Gemara, either the Rashi is wrong, the milking the cow is not an issue of Tolda the Dosh, or you have to say that or the halacha is like Rav Yudah. They near a lima, they don't like what's assumed in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't allow all the rabbanans in all cases. That there's a difference between a sakana saver. By a sakana saver, you allow one to violate any the rabbanan. And if it's not even a sakana saver, it's just a chol shem sakana, he's unable to function normally, then you're not matir all malachas the rabbanan, you're only matir gzeris the rabbanan. You're not matir malachas the rabbanan. Or you would be matir shvus the shvus b'makom choleh. So that's what Taisus didn't like. That's what we assume lahalach.
I mean, according to the Balatanya, you have to say Shannon and Gemara and Subis is according to the Ramban that it was a cholah sheish bo sakana.
No. We learned that it's a goneach. Most assume not like the Ramban. Goneach in Subis is a cholah sheim bo sakana. But for on behalf of a cholah sheim bo sakana, you're permitted to violate gzeris. So to do a malacha deraisa ayidei shinoi lowers the level of the prohibition not only to the level of a malacha derabbanan. It's not even a malacha derabbanan, it's only a gzera. Because a malacha derabbanan, to qualify, to label it as a malacha derabbanan, still has to be malachas masheves. If it's ayidei shinui, he's drinking directly, it's ayidei shinui, it's not even malachas masheves, can't even be a malacha derabbanan. So the worst it can be, Balatayim says the worst it can be is a gzera. So gzera is amuta for a chol l'shem misakon. All the gzeiros are mutar in makom mechor l'shem v'sakana. But malachas the rabbanon are only mutar if there's a sakana seiva. And malacha deraisa is only mutar if you have sakana sachaim. This throws in the middle another distinction. This is raises the possibility that maybe the machlokes hatanoim adafayin heim eralas regarding disha on fish, or disha on chalazon. The chalazon is not a fish, but it's still a sea animal, a water animal. So maybe only animals that live in the water are called shalot b'gedulei karka. Maybe behemoths are called gedulei karka with respect to this din of ein disha b'gedulei karka. Do you ever have such a precedent that we split between behemoths and fish? The behemoths are called gedulei karka and fish are not called gedulei karka. So they say, yeah. The halacha says, when you put the ma'aser sheni onto money, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim, so it says in the Chumash, v'nesata kesef ba'bokor, ba'tzona, ba'yayin, ba'shecher, chol asher tisholcha nafshecho. So the Gemara says, you can't buy fish. Machlekes, but you can buy fish or you can't buy fish. Machlekes hatanoim, an erevin. So one Tana is of the opinion you cannot buy fish. You can buy flesh, that says. You can buy chicken and meat, that says. When a satika babok or batzon, you can buy behemoths because that has to be pre-mi-pre-di gedulei karka. So you can't buy water. It's not neither. It's not pre-mi-pre-di gedulei karka. And one Tana holds you can't buy fish because it's not called gedulei karka. But behemoths you can buy. So you see behemoths that live on the dry land, that live by eating grass, that's called gedulei karka. You know, they don't really grow from the ground. Yeah, that's called gedulei karka. But fish are not called gedulei karka. The Taisa says not. So the Magen Mishnah says, Magen Mishnah jumps from joy and he says, that's the answer. What Taisa drew the distinction between the fish and the animal. That's the answer. And that must be the Rambam's opinion. Because the Rambam learns like Rashi that milking the cow is a malacha of disha. And either Gemara says, ain't disha ala be gedulei karka. There's no disha on fish. And he says, that's the answer. What Taisa said. That's it. With a straight face. Taisa makes fun of that. And the Magen Mishnah jumps from joy and says, that's it. That the Gemara only excluded fish, but the behemoths are called gedulei karka. The Taisa is not happy with that. They say that on all other sources in the Gemara, all other drushes, when you're darshaning from Sukkim, we always assume that not only are fish not called gedulei karka, we assume that animals are also not called gedulei karka. Gedulei karka is fruits and vegetables. The Taisa is not happy with that. So the Magen Mishnah has no better answer. So he thinks that must be the Rambam's opinion. What were the other opinions regarding the milking the cow? Rashi himself knows that there are others who disagree. Rashi on Tzadikim and Aleph quotes, "The is the Amri," and others say, because the Gemara says that it's a chai mishum mefarik, choylet chai mishum mefarik. If you milk a cow, it falls under the heading of mefarik. But mefarik isn't listed in the Mishnah. In the 39 of Smolten, mefarik doesn't appear. So what does it help that you say milking a cow falls under the heading of mefarik? Mefarik is not one of the lamites of his malachas. So Rashi has two pshatim. So the first pshat Rashi likes that mefarik is a toldet adosh. That we know, that's the famous pshat. Kvadosh beirav. And the second pshat Rashi says, "Viz the yam, he told that the kotzer." Told that the kotzer. What's it got to do with kotzer? Kotzer is when something is growing from the ground. You pluck off zaymer v'tzoch leitzim, chayim shum kotzer. You pluck off fruits from the tree, you pluck off the samamonim from the ground. When you milk the cow, it's kotzer. What's our kotzer? The bane is not below he, the la mechubahu. The animal is not attached to the ground. What kind of a kotzer it is? What has it got to do with kotzer? The Rashi is not happy with that. What's taka the beer that it's a told of kotzer? It doesn't make any sense. So apparently that opinion in the Rishonim thinks that kotzer is that you have human life, then you have animal life, then you have vegetable life. And everything is growing. The people are growing, the behemoths are growing, and the vegetation is growing. The stones, the daimim, tzameach, and chai. The daimim isn't growing. The stones are not growing, the earth is not growing, okay, the minerals are not growing, but the vegetables are growing also. So if you kill a person or you kill an animal, that's natilis neshama, that's shochet. If you kill vegetation, that's kotzer. So what if you cut off something, what if you detach something from an animal? You're not really killing the animal,
You're naturally killing the animal. You milk you take out the milk from the animal. You're detaching something from a live organism. The live organism continues to live on. So if these Rishonim said, it's a lower form of Netilas Neshama that falls under Kotzer. It falls under Kotzer. Say, Rashi is not happy. Rashi doesn't like it. Because we understand a little bit what they're driving at. Not fully. The Meiri on Tzadikei quotes another opinion along the same lines that it says a form of gozes, told of gozes. What's it got to do with gozes? It also means when you have an animal, you break off a limb, you cut off a limb from the live animal, that's not gozes. But if you move the hair or the fingernails or a wart, the Mishnah even talks about, we cut off something that's not really so essential to the animal, it's not really intrinsically part of the animal. Something that the hair keeps on growing, the wool, the fingernails, and something. You cut off something that's ultimately gozes, so that's you're detaching something from the live animal. So here also the milk, the cow keeps on manufacturing, producing milk. So the milk, while it's attached inside the cow, it's attached. When you take it out, that's like removing the fingernails. So a form of gozes.
Shouldn't that be on the shofet?
Shochet is when you kill the whole animal. When you kill the whole animal. But if the animal remains alive, you're just detaching this. So this is this was developing in the animal, like the fingernails or the hair or the wart. Develop with the chiyas of the animal, and the chiyas of the animal remains, just that I'm detaching this from the animal. So the Niri quotes such an opinion that that's a form of gozes. That's a shayla. Gozes, Egle Tal talks about this. Does gozes, let's say a person is wearing a leather jacket and he rips off, sometimes you have hair stuck on the leather jacket and the person will rip off some of the hair. Is there an issa gozes? Gozes min ha-shelach. Shelach means the hide of an animal that's no longer alive. Does the issa, does malach of gozes only apply if the animal is alive and the hair grew on the animal, and I'm detaching the hair or the finger, the nails or the wart from a live animal. So it's in a certain sense like Netilas Neshama, it's like Shochet, but I'm not killing the whole organism, I'm just taking off the nails, that this nail is no longer connected, it's not going to keep on growing. The nail that's still attached will grow, but I just detached this, so this is no longer attached to this organism that's producing it. So that's a question. The Rambam and most of the Rishonim quote the Tosefta, "Gozes min ha-shelach is anisa deraisa." Even if you have a leather jacket and you pull off hairs from the leather jacket, that's anisa deraisa. So the Pashto says that it really has nothing. It's not it, that it's a lower form of Netilas Neshama. It doesn't do a Netilas Neshama. It's a special din, special separate din of gozes. But that's another. That's the one opinion over here in the Meiri. That milking the cow is like removing the removing the wool from the back of the animal or taking off the nails or something like that. It's something that developed on the balchai, grew because of the chiyas of the balchai and is still attached into the balchai, the milk, like the nails. And when you detach it, that's a told of gozes.
It kind of sounded like
maybe
Miriam was saying that gozes is shayach to animals the same way that kotzer is shayach to plants. And that's why he wouldn't say that the whole of the animal would be shayach to it wouldn't be shayach to pull a kotzer because maybe kotzer is something that's related to I don't know.
Right, that's where Rashi is. Right, that's where Rashi is not happy about. Rashi thinks, how can it be told to the kotzer? Kotzer is only if the thing is mechuber, has to be plants.
So maybe he's understanding that way. Maybe what if he would say it would be kotzer?
So the Miri is along. Yeah, Miri makes a little more sense than the kotzer. Says it's a dumya de gozer. He holds that it's gozer. So these are the various shittas, and then you have the Rav Lezer Mimitz and the Sefer Yiren. The Shvisa HaShabbos quotes all the five shittas in one paragraph. So he quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz and the Sefer Yiren, writes that it's an Issa Rav Tochein. Where does it fit into the Gemara? The Gemara never said what? The Gemara said, the Choylu Chai Mishum Mefarika, doesn't explain what. So he says that what it means is that it's gozes. That calls man, the milk is all together, it's like one unit, and then when the milk, when you milk the cow, you remove it.
So all of the droplets of milk are separated from each other, so that's considered like teich. And then on our daf, they present the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. What do Rabbeinu Tam? A new opinion. Near the Rabbeinu Tam, the Mefarek Chai Mishum Memachek. On daf Tzadikei, when it says when you milk a cow, Chai Mishum Mefarek, what does it mean, Mefarek? So it says Memachek. Mazeh Memachek. Memachek means if you have a piece of, let's say, hide, leather, parchment, whatever, and it's rough. After you remove the wool, it's very rough, so you sandpaper it down, or you have a piece of wood that's rough and you sandpaper it down, you make it smooth. So you have a rough surface and you make it smooth, that's mimachik. If you make it smooth by removing the rough parts, that's mimachik. Mimareach is a tolda of mimachik. Mimareach is, let's say you have shoes that are very rough, or you have a floor is scratched up, and then you pour wax on the floor and you wax the floor, or you polish the shoes and you make them smooth. So if you take a rough surface and you make it smooth, not by removing the rough parts, you don't sandpaper it down, but by adding on something that's going to make it smooth, so that's a toldah memachik. That's memareach toldah memachik. It should really be that if you smear butter on a slice of bread, that should also be memareach toldah memachik. So, but we say ein memareach boichlin. There's no prohibition in memareach if you're dealing with food. Okay, but otherwise smearing butter would have been a smearing jam, would have been a toldah, would have been memareach toldah the memachik. These are the two malachas. Memachik is when you have a rough surface and you make it smooth by removing the roughness. If you have dirty dishes and you wash them off, even if the dirt was stuck to the dishes, you wash them off, that's not called memachek, because the rough part, that's a Gemara earlier, because the rough part is not really part of the dish. It's something separate from the dish. It's not that you're rubbing out. Where's that Gemara about washing dishes? Gemara somewhere. Gotta look somewhere around an aleph or something. So there is a Gemara that says you're permitted to wash dirty dishes, kosas, kairos, and tzlochios, and so on, because the dirt is not really attached to the dish. You remove the dirt, and the mele, the dish is going to be smooth. It was smooth all along. It's not the same as the rough piece of wood, where the roughness comes from the wood itself. And then when you sandpaper it down, you're removing a chunk of the wood in order to make it smooth. But over here, just removing the dirt, which is tzuvat shefet, which is attached, which is something stuck on top of the dishes. So that's not called the tolda memachek. That's not called that's not a form of memachek. Let's say you use a bar of soap. So the bar of soap, let's say, is smooth. And when I use the bar of soap, if you use it some 150 times, it's going to disappear. How come? Because every time you use it, a 1/16 of an inch disappears. So you take a smooth surface and you're making a new smooth surface. So is that called memachek? Is memachek only when you take a rough surface and you make it into a smooth surface? What if you take an item that has a smooth surface and you use it in such a way that you make it have a new smooth surface? Because I removed the whole outer surface and now it's 1/16 of an inch lower down. So that's a question. There was some gedolim in Europe who used to use bars of soap. They thought that that's not memachek. And it's usually assumed that that's awesome because you're making a new smooth surface. Even though it already had a smooth surface, you're not taking a rough surface and making the rough surface into a smooth surface. To create a new smooth surface is also an iser of memachek. That's a question. So what did the Rabbeinu Tam say? Nochamo, anu from left field and Gansan from outer field. He says that milking a cow is none of the above. It's not gozes and it's not kotzer and it's not dosh and it's not tochen. It's gom memachek. What's the story? I don't know. I hardly watched when they milked the cows when I was on the phone. Before you milk the cows, the udders are not smooth. Anybody? Any farmers there? The udder is not smooth, and they make it smooth, or it looks like it's all bloated up. Looks like it has one smooth surface, Then after you milk the cow, you're making it, it looks as if it's a different smooth surface. Got to find out. What does he say? Mefarik chayim shememachik, shechol memachik es hadad umachliko. He makes it into a new smooth surface. And Yisra memachik. Wow. So the Balei HaTosfos are not happy with this Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Gemara says the Feirish on Daf Kuf Mem Dalid, a difference between Chol Avadim L'Toch HaGdeira Avlo L'Toch HaKairo. Poshe Pshat Tzim Masech HaShabbos Kuf Mem Dalid sounds like it's a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Some of the Rishayim say no, it's in Masech HaShabbos, but it only goes on Yom Tov, it doesn't go on Shabbos. On Shabbos you're not allowed, so we'll have to discuss that. But let's assume that it goes on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, we'll leave out that major detail for the meanwhile. So the Gemara says a difference. If you have a bucket that has some challah in it and you're milking the cow and all the milk is going to get absorbed into the challah, so so the milk that comes out doesn't have a din of mashke, so it's not considered detaching a mashke from the oichel. The cow is called an oichel and the milk that comes out has the status of a mashke. But if the mashke is bol l'toch ha'echel, it's on its way, it's going to fly into this, the milk is going to fall into the bucket that has challah, it's going to get absorbed in the challah. So a mashke bol l'toch ha'echel is already din ha'echel on its way. It doesn't never get to din mashke. It retains the din ha'echel all along. So then it's uchel adifrat. It's like slicing a challah. That's not called disha. But you're detaching this half of the challah from the other half of the challah. It's all the same thing. This is ha'echel and this is ha'echel. Uchel adifrat is not disha. Same over here, if it's mashka, bola, tarchecha, kerecha, dami, so then there's no violation of disha. So this is beferish like Rashi. Tosfos says, how can you say that it's kotzer, and how can you say that it's tochein, and how can you say that it's gozes, and how can you say that it's mamachek? Nobody makes any sense. The only thing that makes sense is Rashi. The only one that makes sense is Rashi, that the yisir only applies if you're detaching mashke from oichel, but if you're separating oichel from oichel, Uchla differs to that hetagoma, that's a slicing a challah, is not disha. And if you have mashka bola tarchoichel, even before it falls into the oichel, it's already dina koichel. It never becomes mashka in the first place. So since dina koichel, so it's uchla differs, it's beferish like Rashi. So that Gemara really seems to demonstrate that all the other four pshatim don't hold any water. Nothing makes any sense. Plus, a pshat in Gemara is like Rashi. What kind of a din is that? Amashka bola tarchechel kerechel domi? What kind of halacha is that? It's not my pillow. Mashka bola tarchechel dina kerechel. When you milk a cow, so milk is one of the zayin mashkin. Milk is machshel akabal tumen. Milk is a mashke. But if the milk is on its way to fall into challah, to get absorbed into a oichel, so even before it gets absorbed, it's dina kerechel. It retains the din, kozman, that the milk didn't come out from the udder. It was dina koichel, it wasn't yet dina kemashke. When it comes out, it becomes mashke, but if it's on its way to fall into koichel, then it's dina koichel. What kind of halacha is that? So the pashtus, you have to add on a little bit, the following klal that's developed in Shulchan Aruch in a few places. What is the difference in definition between koichel and mashke? We usually say that it's a solid versus a liquid. That if the food is a solid food, then it's an oichel. If the food is a liquid food, then it's a mashke. So the answer is that's wrong. That's not the difference between oichel and mashke. The difference is it a food or is it a beverage? If something is a beverage that people drink to quench their thirst, that's called a mashke. If something is a food, let's say soup, pureed soup. I have thin chicken soup. Or vegetable soup, and they strained out all the vegetables. So it's very thin, watery soup. But normal people don't drink soup when they're thirsty. You drink water, you drink soda, you drink something else, but your coffee, whatever. But you don't drink soup. If you have no choice, you'll drink soup. If you have nothing else, and you're choking, whatever, you're thirsty, so you'll drink soup also. But that's not, soup is basically a liquid Michael. It's a food. You don't really call it a beverage. So that's why the Mishnah Bura quotes the Chayyodam, that what's the shear for bracha achrayna? If a person eats foods, if he eats a kazayis, then you say barnefashis. If a person drinks a mashke, drinks a revias, then you say bracha achrayna. How much soup do you have to drink in order to say bracha achrayna? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes la halacha from the Chayyadam, that soup is dina ka'oichel, and you have to eat a kazayis of soup. You don't have to have a reviz. A reviz is beitza or machza. Kazayis is much less than a beitza. Kazayis is either chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. Much less than a reviz. A reviz is beitza or machza. So Mishnah Berurah says, halacha l'maaseh, like the chayyadah. He doesn't quote anybody who disagrees. The one who disagrees, Rav Moshe Feinstein, has a whole tshuva. He thinks that this cannot be. He doesn't like this. He understands what the Chayyadim is talking about, and he quotes a Gemara in Yuma to support the Chayyadim. He understands what it's all about, but he holds that the details, he must get into the principle that that the difference between Oichel and Mashke is beverage versus food. It's not liquid versus solid. He quotes, there is a Gemara in Yuma, with him, in Mishnah, in the last parak in Yuma, draws a distinction between Oichel and Mashke and Yom Kippur. Achilu Shti and Yom Kippur is one of the Inuyim. The Hamisha Inuyim, so Achilu Shti counts as one. It's not considered two different Inuyim. But the Shir is different. The Shir for Achilu, the Shir for Yom Kippur is different from Kol HaTorah. The Shir for Achilu is Kosevis Agasa, which is much bigger than a Kezais. And Kol HaTorah, the Shir for Achilu is Kezais. The Shir for drinking on Yom Kippur is Maloy Lugmog, which is less than a Revius. So Rav Revius by Nodem Beinani. So the Shtiyah Gemara says, why? Well, how come the Achila is bigger and the Shtiyah is smaller than a Kol Tarkul? The Gemara says, because it's a different din, lo sa'anu. It's a din of inui. Depends on inui nefesh. A nefesh is shalo sa'une. Inisim is nav shesechem. So, kim luhu le Rabbanon. The Rabbanon established that the Shir for inui by Eichlim is Kosevus Agasa, and the Shir for inui for Mashkin is a Malalugma as opposed to Kazai Sinavis. So then the Gemara says, and you can't be mitzvah for Eichlim and Mashkin together on Yom Kippur. Because this is, it's ain't shir em shavim, it's a different shir. Here the shir is kosevis agas, and here the shir is maloy lugmav. Nonetheless, the Gemara has a din. What if you have vegetables with salad dressing on it? And it's very liquidy salad dressing. Sometimes salad dressing is thick, mayonnaise, very heavy. But sometimes it pours like oil, pours like water. The Gemara said, if you have salad dressing with the vegetables, so the Seer, Shalgabi Hayerek is mitzarek with the Yerek to be mashlim the shear of Tosevis Agasa. Why is that so? I bedostach a liquid, and this is a solid. The answer is, it doesn't help that it's a liquid. A salad dressing is not a beverage. If you have no choice, you'll drink. If you're thirsty, you have nothing else, you'll drink the salad dressing also. But basically, it's not a beverage. It's a meichel. It's something that you eat. So since it's a michael, even though it's in a liquid form, it has the same shear as the vegetable salad. So that's the makor of the chayyadim. That's where the chayyadim got it from. That the shear for bracha achrena for the soup should really be kazayis, not reviz. So Moshe knows what the chayyadim was talking about. Not that he didn't understand. He understood it, and he gives you the makor, even though the chayyadim doesn't explain what it's based on. And he still disagrees. He chepes with the chayyadim. He still thinks that it's not correct. But that's the part. There are many halachas in Shulchan Aruch based on this, that the difference between Eichel and Mashkin is not so much liquid versus solid, but rather beverage versus food. The food, even if it's in a liquid form, years ago they used to have metric cal, they still have something like that, people on a diet, so they give you a jar, a container, and that's all you drink that, and that's all you drink for the whole day, and you lose weight. So Tosfos says that that's called Eichel, but that's not called Mashkin, because the Gemara increases. The Gemara says, the baby nurses from his mother. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, there is a din midi rabbanon that if a person eats Eichlim Temeim or drinks Mashkim Temeim, the person who drinks or eats the Mashkim Temeim becomes Tami. Tumas Agviya. It's a din midi rabbanon. It's not Benatera. It's a din midi rabbanon. So the Gemara says, when the baby is drinking the milk from the mother, so when does the baby become Tami? All Mishnah, discussion in the Mishnah. So the Gemara has a discussion there. Wait a minute. The mother is Tameya. Let's say the mother didn't go to Mikveh, so the mother is Tameya. So the milk that touches the mother's body that comes out, the milk is Tami. So when the baby drinks the milk, so the baby becomes Tami Tumas Agviyam Adirabban. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how did the milk be Mekabel Tumah, but the milk never had Hechsher Lekabel Tumah? So the Gemara gives the whole answer, where was the Hechsher? So Tosfos says, Hechsher. So Tosfos later in Shabbos, what do you need Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah for? Milk is a mashke. Mashkin don't need Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. Only Ochlim need Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. So Tosfos says, no, this is not a beverage. This is Kol Machol Asher Latinik. That's all the baby eats, is the mother's milk. So since it's Kol Machol Asher Latinik, it doesn't have the status of a mashke. Milk, cholavisha, has the status of a mashke. Yeah, if you have a bottle of cholavisha, it's a mashke. If you're giving it to a behemoth, yeah. But let's say you're milking the cow, and people are going to drink the milk. So this milk, when it comes out, is mashke.
Yes.
That's what the Tais. There's a Taisus in the end of Shabbos where Taisus points this out. Taisus says that since the milk is kol machola shalatinoik, that's kuf mem dalad amen aleph, the big fat Taisus. Taisus says since the milk is kol machola shalatinoik, so it's not a beverage, so it has the status of a meichel. So that's what this gemara means. That mashka bol toichoichel dina koichel. If you're milking the cow and the milk is flying in the air and it's going to fall into a bucket on the bottom and it's going to get absorbed in the challah, even though it didn't get absorbed yet. But this is not called a mashke. Just because it's in a liquid form, it doesn't have the status of a mashke. Since it's oimed to fall into the oichel and it's not going to be serving the function of a beverage, then it's dina k'oichel. It's not dina k'mashke. Okay, we better stop here. There's your ratio. How much shekel? How much mashke? Has to be enough to absorb it, I guess.